The Mishnah Lamanheim at Aleph says you have to make matzah from one of the five kinds of grain, chitim, masorim, etc. And the Gemara says that it's a general din in lechem and kol ha-terukula, both for lechem deraisa and for lechem derabanan. What dinim deraisa do you have that depend on lechem? So chiyuv chala depends on lechem. Hoya bachochem yelechem ha-oretz. Matzah depends on lechem because it says lechem oni. Because hamazon depends on lechem, because it's eretz shelagim tzkenes tachal bo lechem, echalta b'savata v'irachtas Hashem alakecha. What are the dinim derabana that depend on lechem? So you have to have lechem. You say hamoitzi on lechem. That's a din derabana. You have to wash until it's a daim on lechem. What else? Pasakum is aser, bishalakum is also aser, but pasakum is aser, but it has a kula that bishalakum doesn't have, namely paspalter is mutter. So whatever is called, whatever is sometimes pas habobikisnin is a subcategory of lechem. It's called pas habobikisnin. Cakes and cookies achai ben chala. It is called lechem because if you would have eaten a ton of it, you would have said hamoitzi. If you eat oatmeal cereal, you can eat a ton of it and it's not going to be hamoitzi. So oatmeal cereal is not chai ben chala. It doesn't have a tzuris hapas. Tosfos says that if you don't have a tzuris hapas, you're not chai ben chala. And the Gemara says if you don't have, the Gemara Bracha says if you don't have tzuris hapas, you are chai ben chala, but the Bracha is mezainis. Isn't it a contradiction? So we explain the word tzuris hapas has a different meaning in Tosfos from the meaning in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about tzuris hapas. Does it look like a bread? Does it look like a cake? So if it looks like a bread, then it's hamoitzi. If it looks like a cake, then it's pasabal b'kisnin. So it's only going to be hamoitzi if you kovei asuda. But both of them have a loaf shape. So that's chayv and challah. That's called, it's a subcategory, cake and a cookie is a subcategory of pas that we refer to as pasabal b'kisnin. But Tosfos is talking about a thing that doesn't have a tzuris hapas at all. It does not tzuris hapas. It's not a loaf shape. So then it's not chayv and challah. Then it's not called lechem at all. And the Gemara means that it is called lechem, but it's a subcategory. It's pasal b'kisnin. So the Gemara says that would be good for a ruvi chatzeris. A marvin olav pasha mevorchem olav hamoitzi. It doesn't have to be mamish bread. You can make a ruvi. Let's say Sfardim say mezainas hamatzah. They only say hamoitzi on Pesach night because they're kaveh asuda. So how can you use a box of matzahs for an Erev if the Gemara says you have to use Pashim Mevorchem Olav HaMoitzi if you have some Sfardim in the building or in the neighborhood? So it's not Pashim Mevorchem Olav HaMoitzi. The answer is the Gemara says Beferish and Brachas. Pashim Mevorchem Olav HaMoitzi does mean you say HaMoitzi now if you want to have a nibble. If it's cake, and if you would have eaten a ton of it, it would have been HaMoitzi. That's called Pashim Mevorchem Olav HaMoitzi. So the Tosfos says the same thing is true regarding paspalter. We have a heter to eat paspalter. If it's baked by the baker, if my next door neighbor bakes an Italian bread, and I'm watching and I see all the ingredients are kosher, that's the din that you're not allowed to eat, pasakum. But if it's a baker, he bakes for the public, he sells to everybody, so then we'll make all on paspalter, because I'm probably not going to marry his daughter. Mr. Magoy will marry his daughter. So that cooler, palter, if he bakes for the public, we'll only make all on pas, we'll not make all on bisholakum. And the heter, a paspalter, applies not only on bread, it even applies to cake. If the nature of the cake is such that if you would have eaten a ton, you would have said hamoitzi, then Tosfos says it's called pas habobikisnin. It's a subcategory of lechem. So that's called pas. A paspalter is good, is mutter. Paspalter is mutter.
Would that mean even for Sfardim that if you have like one roll and you have one matzah, you could use the matzah for lechem mishnah?
Again, what do you say?
If you have one roll that you would make, that Sfarim would make out, and you don't have lechem mishnah, you use the matzah for lechem mishnah based on that Sfarim.
Probably is good. Yeah. The matzah is lechem. Matzah is lechem, just pas habobikisnin. So normally they would say mezainis, but if they be kaveh asuda, they would say hamoitzi. So it probably is good for lechem mishnah. I would assume so.
Matzah meal, some people who can't eat matzah, they can use matzah meal for the Seder.
Strictly speaking, matzah meal is hamoitzi, yeah. You can use it for the Seder.
Well,
the matzah meal was already matzah. It was hamoitzi. And then they chopped it up into tiny particles. Yeah, so it still retains the bracha of hamoitzi, yeah. Unless you cook it. Yeah. If you're going to be mevashel, then it'll become mezainis. Because you don't cook it now. So normal, you have to have one of the chameshes mini dogim because it's bole de chimus. When you mix flour with water, depending on which flour you use, you're going to have a different reaction. So sometimes the reaction will be known as chimutz, and sometimes the reaction will be known as sirchoid. So the Tanoim had a machleik, Sabiachim, Menur, and Chachamim, and Lamed Hem, and Aleph, the Mishnah, Mishnah, Ischala, whether Oiris Vidoichen is Chayim and Chala or not Chayim and Chala. So the Rishalmi asks, how can you have a machleik? Why didn't they experiment to see whether, if they mix it with water, would it develop to become chimutz or develop to become sirchoid? Rishalmi says they did. They did experiment, and they had the machlekes, whether you call that chimutz or you call that tzichon. Apparently, it's a halfway to chimutz. That was machlekes, where you draw the line. But that's the klal. So the Gemara has a klal, the top line on Lamed Hem, the base. The Gemara says, if you mix flour with mei peris, so the Gemara says, mei peris ain't machmitzen, will not cause it to become chametz. So Rashi is bothered with the kasha. That's on Lamed Hem, the base, the top line. Lamed Vav, and Aleph, the two amudim are facing each other, and our additions are Lamed Vav and Aleph. The Gemara said beferish, if he mixes flour with one of the may peres, Yain Shem and Dvash, the Gemara says it's Mimaila Hachmetz. It's a risky project to do that on Pesach because it may become Chametz faster than you will realize. So one Tana says even B'dievet you're not allowed to eat it. One day other Tana says no, the Chatchidi shouldn't do it, but B'dievet you control it. But he it'll be mutter, so how can it be? The whole thing is only made peris. Made peris a machmitzim. So there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rabbi in the Tam. What's the answer to the kash? So Rashi's opinion is that made peris is a machmitzim. If you mix flour with water, and let it sit long enough, it'll become chametz. If you mix flour with made peris, you can let it sit for a year, it'll become Tchilos HaChimutz process, but it'll never become Gemar HaChimutz. And that Tchilos HaChimutz process will be Memahia LaHachmetz. That's called Chometz Nukshin. What do you mean? Let's say you mix flour with water. So if you let it sit long enough, it'll become Chometz. How long does it have to sit? You mix flour with water to make matzah also. So there's a certain minimum amount of time. It has to rise. If it doesn't rise, then it's not Chometz. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Later in the Masechta, the Mishnah talks about Seor. In Chumash, we have Chometz in Seor. And the Mishnah talks about Seor, Shin Yud Aleph Vav Resh. That's a Mishnah on Mem Ches on the base. In Chumash, what is Chometz and what is Seor? So Chometz is like this. Let's say you mix flour with water and you let it rise. So it'll take a long time till it's going to rise. So when it rises, then it becomes Chometz. We don't wait. We don't just mix flour with water. We always throw in some yeast. Either you have a packet of yeast or you have a bar of yeast. The yeast are microorganisms. They're microscopic, so they're not treif. If you mix flour with water, you don't throw in yeast. It'll take a long, long, long time till it's going to rise, till you make bread out of it. If you throw in yeast, it'll take a few hours. If you don't throw in yeast, it'll take all day long. It'll take forever. So what they used to do, Bizman HaTanach, Bizman HaGemara, they would mix flour with water, and it would take 24 hours, whatever, till the thing would rise. Then they would, instead of baking all of it, they would save a little bit, and the microorganisms would still be alive. They keep on multiplying. The microorganisms keep on eating up all of the dough. You mix flour with water, they eat it up, and they keep on multiplying. So if you leave over dough from one week to the next week, there's no dough left. It's probably all microorganisms. They just keep on multiplying. The thing is not roi l'achila. It tastes awful. So that's what the Chumash is talking about, Seor. That's the yeast that the Chumash is talking about. When you buy Fleischmann's yeast in the store, that's a microorganism. That's not chometz. Chometz is if it started off as flour and water was chometz, and then microscopic organisms ate it up, invisible, whatever's invisible, the halacha doesn't consider that. So the microorganisms keep on eating up the chometz and reproducing and multiplying. So if you leave over a fistful of raw dough from one week to the next, and you throw it into the it's not roi l'achila. The rabbi says not in roi l'achila sakelef. The Rambam says not roi l'achilas oda, but it's still roi l'achilas akelev. The Rambam thinks that the sa'or in the Chumash is not even roi l'achilas akelev, but it's mechab, but it's it could be mechametz isis acheres. It can serve as an ingredient. Next week, I'm going to take that raw dough and throw it into the flour and the water, and the microorganisms, instead of waiting 24 hours till they come in from the air, they fly in from the air. Here I threw in a whole bunch, like throwing in a packet of Fleischmann's yeast, except that Fleischmann's yeast is just a microorganism. Here it started off as chametz. So that's what the Chumash speaks about, that the Sa'or retains an Iser, Macholas HaSuris on it, despite the fact that in Kol HaTorah Kula, if you have any trace of food that nifsal me'achilos adam, it becomes mutter min HaTorah. How do you know that that's so? That's at the end of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Chumash that says you're not permitted to eat nevela. So what should you do with nevela? Lager Hashem Hashachet Teten Bachala. Sell it to a goy. Give it to a ger. But a ger has to keep mitzvahs also. How can you give nevela to a ger? So obviously the Gemara says it's referring to a ger toshav. Ger toshav means a non-Jew whom we allow to live in Eretz Yisrael. Usually, if a non-Jew wants to live in Eretz, so we say, "Lo yeshva bi'artzecha pen yachti o'ischali." You may not permit, you may not allow non-Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Israeli government can't do anything about it. The United Nations will close them down if they don't allow any non-Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael. But on the books in the Chumash, there is such a din. When we have control of Eretz Yisrael, you're not permitted to allow a non-Jew to live in Eretz Yisrael unless he's accepts upon himself to, in the presence of a bezin of three Jewish people, except if he accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, then we call him a Ger Toshav. Why is he called a Ger Toshav? Because then he is permitted to live in Eretz Yisrael. Im Chayesha B'Ker Becha. You may allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, what do you do if you have Nevela? La Ger Shav Shechet Tidnana. Either give it to the Ger Toshav, why should you give it as a matana to the ger toshav? The poor guy, mistama the goyim, don't like him either, because he accepted upon himself to reserve the shem mitzvah in the presence of a bezin of three Jewish people. There's like a non-Jew convert, so the goyim for sure not going to like him. So either guy didn't convert to become Jewish, but he converted to observe the shem mitzvah. The regular goyim in the street did not accept upon themselves to observe shem mitzvah. So it's nebucharachmonis on the poor guy. He's a nice, decent nochri. He accepted upon himself to observe Shavuot mitzvah. Now, so we have a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. If he's a multimillionaire, if he's a wealthy man, there's no mitzvah to give him tzedakah. So if he's a poor man, then you say, "Agir Shavuot Shachet Dan Bachal." Muslim is going to be a poor man. The Jews are not going to hire him because he's not Jewish. The goyim are not going to hire him because he's halfway Jewish. He was mekabel alatz with Shavuot mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah. The Gemara says a mitzvah lahachayosa. It's a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. Mitzvah lahachayosa. Some mistranslated that expression in the Gemara, that the Pikuach Nevesh of the Ger Toshav is Deicha Shabbos. Some misread such a Ramban, and they say from Mitzvah Ramban never said it, and the Gemara never said it. Mitzvah Lachiyosa means a mitzvah to give him tzedakah, to give him charity. The din is that Pikuach Nevesh is Deicha Shabbos, only Pikuach Nevesh of Yisrael. Pikuach Nevesh of a Nochri is not Deicha Shabbos, even if he happens to be a Ger Toshav. As man is there, we have no choice. Look, you have a Shari Tzedek hospital, and Hadassah Hospital, all the hospitals in Eretz, so they treat the Arabs the same way they treat the Jews. If you'll discriminate and only be Mechal Shabbos for the life of the Israel, we won't be Mechal Shabbos for the life of the Nochrim. So they'll make a whole pogrom. So the Chassam Sofer writes that they made a takana, the Hagarian Rabbana made a takana, that you have no choice. You have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Nochrim, just like you're Mechal Shabbos for the Jews. Otherwise, they'll kill the doctor, they'll make a pogrom. So we have no choice. But strictly speaking, that's the din of a Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav is called a Ger Toshav. Imcha Yeshav Bikerbecha. We're permitted to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't have too many other dinim that he's different from another. What's the din? For Golos, it'll be a slight difference. What other dinim are different by Ger Toshav? Mitzvah Lach Yosef, Mitzvah to give him tzedakah. There aren't too many other. Amir Velenachri is their Raisa on Shabbos. The pasuk says in the Aseres Hadibros, he's not allowed to do melacha to bincha v'itecha v'gercha asher b'sherech. What do you mean gercha? If he means a ger tzedek, he's ata. Ata doesn't only apply to the people who are present at Har Sinai. Ata refers in every generation. It refers to us. We are ata. That's what Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanaim. What does it say? Bincha v'itecha. If the children are bar mitzvah, so they're also ata. So what do you mean bincha v'itecha? They're before bar mitzvah. That there's an isa daraisa. The father, the parent, is not permitted to encourage his child to do a malacha on Shabbos. A lot of people don't know. they want to turn on the light on Shabbos, they want to turn the light off on Shabbos, or whatever. So they take a little baby, they pick the baby up next to the switch, and they let the baby play with the switch till he turns on the light, till he turns off the light. So the Mishkanes Yankiv says that that's an Issa Derais, it's an Aseres Adiris. Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, from the Tanoim. If he's bar mitzvah, he says he's ato. It must be that he's before bar mitzvah. See, before bar mitzvah, the Torah doesn't tell him anything. No, the Torah tells the parents that parents are not permitted to have their child, to encourage their child, to do a malacha on their behalf. That's bincha v'techo. And gercha shebisharecha refers to a ger toshav. If it's talking about ger tzadik, he's also included in ato. So gercha shebisharecha means a ger toshav. That even though Amir al-Nochri in general is only the Rabbanim, but if the Nochri is a Ger Toshav, then Amir al-Nochri is an Issa Deraisa. And that's exactly called the Tikkun Rabbanim Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The Chachamim introduce a lot of Dinim Derabbanim, everything is patterned after a Din Deraisa. So what did they pattern Amir al-Nochri after? So the answer is simple. In Aseres HaDibritz it says there's an Issa Deraisa of Amir al-Nochri to ask a Ger Toshav to do a Malacha for me. So the Rabbanim extended it to any Nochri, even if he doesn't happen to be a Ger Toshav. Yeah.
Does the Esser of encouraging your children apply even before he gives Chinuch?
I think it does, yeah. Even before he gives Chinuch, yeah. Chinuch is only a din mid the Rabbanim. When the child is a Ger Chinuch, you have to be Mechanuch, yeah.
But like, if you hold up a baby to a light switch, you're just playing, that's not encouraging anything.
But I'm doing it, I want him to do the right thing. So that's exactly what the Torah says you're not allowed to do. Vasasa kamalacha tevincha v'itecha. Yeah.
Yeast, in other words, yeast.
So the pasuk says, what do you do with nevela? You should give it to a ger toshav. So the Gemara's Madaik, nevela haruya lager krui nevela. Nevela shein ruya lager ain't krui nevela. Only time it retains an yeast in nevela is if it's edible. If it's fit for human consumption, if I leave out a salami out of the refrigerator for a month, it's going to smell, it's going to be spoiled, it's going to be awful. Nifsa machilas adam, so it's mutam in HaTorah. Is there an Issa derabbanan? So that's a machloek, is the Rosh and the Ramban. Ramban holds even with the Rabbanan, there's no Issa in Yerideya, and second chelik, we pass like the Rosh. That there's an Issa with the Rabbanan, achshavei. If you sit and you eat it, even though it's nifsa machilas, you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it was never nifsa machilas. So then, midrabbanan it's awesome. But minatayra, once the nevela zayn we lager, zayn akruy nevela. So as this is an exception to the rule, the yeast that you leave over from 1 week to the next week, the thing is awful. It tastes so sour. Sourdough tastes awful. It's just full of microorganisms. They keep on multiplying. It tastes terrible. So the Torah is mechadish that since this serves as an ingredient, that was normal. That was until recent years. Some people still do like that. You leave over some dough from last year. The bakers leave over dough from yesterday. And then they throw it. And the raw dough that they left over, the sa'or, tastes awful. But they use that as an ingredient. And once they mix it into the new dough, it blends in and everything becomes roi l'achil. Everything is going to be fine and dandy. So whatever is roi l'acham etzisas acheros doesn't have the din nifsal me'achilo sodom, that it should be muta b'achil. Since it functions as an ingredient, and you shouldn't think that it's only achidish din in chometz and sor, chumr de Pesach or something, Rav Chaim Moshe has a tshuva where he quotes, you have mishnayis, if you have sor shel truma, a kohen, a farmer gives truma to the kohen, he gives him a sack of grain, so the kohen grinds it up and he makes flour out of it, and he bakes truma bread, a challah bread, and then he leaves over some of the dough for next week. Next week he's also going to bake challah. So he leaves over some of the flour for next week. So if by mistake you took sa'or shel truma that fell into an iso shel chulin, so the Mishnah discuss what are the dinim. So Rav Chaim Moshe asks, what's the question? The sa'or shel truma is nifsa me'achila. The Gemara says in the first parak in Beitza, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta that sa'or is nifsa me'achila. The Rabbit writes on Hilchas Chametz Amatz, it's even nifsa me'achila sakelev. So why does it pose a problem by sa'or shel truma? The answer is, when the Chumash says that that sa'or, because it's an ingredient, retains the Shem Michael, it's not only a unique din in Hilchas Pesach, it's in Kol HaTorah Kula. Whenever you have something that started off as treif, and now it's nifsal me'achilas adam, they used to sell Crisco, used to be non-kosher. Crisco was a tub, a pot, that had cookie stuff in it. No one would ever eat that. It's like chewing, it's like eating rubber, melted rubber. Who would eat Crisco? But you put it into the food, and then it becomes, it's an ingredient that you mix into the food. So that's the halacha. Whenever you have an ingredient, it started off as treif, and the way you make this ingredient is that it becomes nefsam achilas sadam, and then later on you got to mix it into a food, it's going to become again roel achilas sadam. So that doesn't have the kula of nefsam achilas sadam. That's the chiddush that you learn out from Sa'or.
The real yeast, like Fleischmann's yeast,
that's
not
chametz? That's not chametz at all. That's just the microorganism itself. Microorganism is not chametz. Only if you have flour that got mixed with water, and you let it sit long enough till the chametz process completed, and then you didn't bake it, so use your brains, bake it. If you don't bake it, so the microorganisms are going to keep on multiplying, it's going to be so much microorganisms, it's going to taste awful. So that's the or. That's what the Torah said, that's the or. I tiv sam achilo sodom, so it should be muta based on the Veda Shenivu, like here. So it's an exception to the rule, not an exception Hilchas Pesa, an exception in Kala Tarakula. Whenever the thing is roi lachametz isas acheres, whatever the thing serves as an ingredient to mix into other foods, and after you mix it in, then it becomes roi lachil again. So that's the posuk of Sa'or that it's us. So that's when the Chumash talks about Sa'or.
Somebody makes yeast, Kosher Pesa. I mean, the yeast you find in the store, and most people are under the impression that's, you can't use that on Pesach.
You can't use it on Pesach because you're going to mix it into flour and water. It's going to become chametz.
But that doesn't make it chametz.
It itself is not chametz. No. It itself is a microorganism. It itself is a microorganism. Yes. Okay. We don't have to tell them. But that's the din. Now, the Mishnah, Mem, Ches, and Beis, talks about a different animal. It talks about Seor, Shin Yud Aleph Vav Resh. Seor means like this: if you mix flour with water, so there's a certain amount of time that up until that time, nothing happened. You make matzah like that, you mix flour with water. Then if you let it sit long enough, then the chametz process begins. Then if you let it sit longer, then the chametz process is completed. So that's a machlekes, Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir in the Mishnah. Part of it is in the Mishnah, part of it is in the Braise, part of it is in Maseches Menaches. So there's a double machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. One machlekes is chimetz is a process. There's a beginning of the process and the end of the process. So when the process begins, that's called chametz nuksha. Trilas hachimetz process. When the process is completed, that's called chametz dogen gomer. So chametz dogen gomer, you have an isa kare. So what about trilas hachimetz process? Is that an isa deraisa, or is that only an isa derabbanan to eat it on Pesach? So that's one machlekes hatanaim. That's one machlekes hatanaim. Whether ha'oichlai pater or ha'oichlai loike. It's an isa deraisa and isa rabban. Then there's another machlekes hatanaim. What's considered the beginning of the process? What's considered the end of the process? So the Gemara has different stages. Yeah. Where do we get the idea of 18-minute matzahs from? So that 18 minutes is usually assumed to be a shear mill. So Leo Levy put out a book many years ago about Zmanei Hayom Halacha. So he quotes from the Acharonim that the 18 minutes is really a mistake. Mishnah Berurah always quotes 18 minutes as a shear mill. He says 18 minutes is a mistake, it's really 22 and a half minutes. They were working with a different time system, that they didn't have 60 minutes in an hour, they had fewer minutes. So every minute had more seconds in it. So 18 minutes then was the equivalent of 22 whatever. Okay. So the Mishnah on Daf Mem Vavam and Aleph, the two Mishnahs, the first Mishnah in the middle of Mem Vavam and Aleph Mesachim, talks about a case, you mix flour with water, and you can't tell whether the flour is becoming chametz or not. How long does it have to sit that it becomes chametz? So the Gemara says, if you have no way to tell, so how are you going to know? So the Gemara says, up to a shear mill, there's no problem. And then the Gemara says, how much is a shear mill? So the Gemara says, the time that it would take to walk from one location to the other, from Migdal Nunya till Tveria, that's a shear mill. Apparently that's 22 and a half minutes, fine. That's the Gemara Mem Vav Medal. So less than a shear mill, there's nothing to discuss. Unless you're going to mix it in with warm water. The Gemara says, "Ein loshim, you shouldn't." The Gemara says, "You shouldn't do lisha with poishrim, with warm water. You have to have mayim shalanu to make sure that it's not warm water, and then you shouldn't do the lisha near an open oven if it's going to be warm in the room. If you have the steam on in the room, so then it's going to be warm. Then it's going to it may be memaylahachmit. It's okay, but if you're not using poishrim, you're not using here. The Gemara talks about not using poishrim." That's on Lamed Vav and Bet Aleph, the second wide line. Mishav and all the Tanaim agree. Shein Loshem Misarisa bePoishrim. You shouldn't use warm water because warm water will be Maila Hachmet. So what? Dinami. A lot of times you have in factories. So the matzah goes on a conveyor belt, and then there's an oven. So if they have the oven, it's going to be open. So the heat is good. The oven is very hot. The furnace is very, very hot. If the oven is not hot enough, then when you put in the matzahs, it'll hasten the chametz process. It'll become chametz in the oven. If you don't have a hot enough oven, even though it didn't become chametz yet, when you put it in the oven, it'll become chametz then. You have to have a very hot oven that the second you put it in, it already starts to bake and it doesn't have a chance to be memayla chametz. Years ago, some of the refuseniks were making their own matzahs in Russia, so they didn't realize that you have to have a very hot oven. So they were making their own matzah, everything was fine until they put it in the oven. Then it made it into chametz. If you put it into regular oven, you make it into chametz. You have to have a very hot oven. So a lot of times in the matzah factories, if you don't have something separating as the matzah is going on the conveyor belt, and you have an open oven over there, so the heat from the oven is going to shoot out onto the conveyor belt. It will cause the matzah to be memayr lahachmetz. So that's why if you have a good matzah factory, you have to have something separating. So if you stand right, if you put your hand right in front of the oven, you can't feel anything. A lot of the matzah factories, they have a fan there, or they have air conditioning there, right before the conveyor belt takes the matzahs into the oven to make sure that it's cool, that it's room temperature over there, because you keep on opening the oven. So every time you open it, so the heat is going to come out. So they don't want it to be memayla hachmetz. Okay. So if you don't have any poshim, you don't have any heat in the room, so what's the shear? So the Gemara says, if it's less than a shear mil, there's nothing to discuss. It doesn't mean that if it's more, if you leave mixed flour with water and you let it sit for 18 minutes, right away it becomes chametz. It doesn't become chametz right away. It's going to take many, many, many hours till it's going to become chametz. And even the trilas hachimutz process, not going to happen in 18 minutes. It's going to take much longer than 18 minutes. Fine. But if you keep on doing hisaskus, the Gemara says that doesn't count. Keep on kneading it. The way they do in the matzah factories, they mix the flour with the water, and then it goes on a conveyor belt, and then it goes through rollers, and the rollers make it thinner. Then it goes a couple of inches, then it goes through another roller, makes it thinner, thinner, thinner. They keep on having it go through rollers. They have a roller on top, roller on the bottom, and whenever the dough goes through, it keeps on making it thinner, thinner, thinner. Why do you have to make it so thin? If it's going to be too thick, then it could be a chashash that the heat of the oven will only bake the top and the bottom. It won't bake the middle. So the middle may remain raw. The middle will remain raw. It won't get baked well. So then later on when you eat it, the saliva can make it into chametz. So you've got to put it into soup. So it's going to be sitting in the hot water. It may turn into chametz later on. The Gemara says, if you have something that was baked, that was fully baked, an ofui is not bole de chimutz. But if it wasn't ofui, if it wasn't baked, it could be bole de chimutz. If you have a thick dough, so it could be the heat of the oven affected the top and the bottom of the matzah. The middle of the matzah will remain raw. The Ramah says that we have very thin matzahs. The matzah should be thinner than an etzba. Thinner than an etzba. An etzba is like this. Etzba is the thickness from the top to the bottom of the thumb at the thick part.
The Temani matzahs, they make the thicker ones. Are they that thick?
A lot of the Svarim have soft matzahs, yeah, but they're very thin. They're slightly thicker than the Ashkenazi matzahs, but it's still way less than an etzba. When the Ramah writes that it should be less than an etzba, so the Mishnah Berurah writes Beferish over there, you can use either soft matzahs or hard matzahs. Mishnah Berurah is writing for Ashkenazim. You can use either soft matzahs or hard matzahs. And he says, whenever you mix flour with water and it expands a little bit, it rises a little bit. You have to be careful, it shouldn't rise too much, and it become chametz. But it rises a little bit, so that's all it's tarif to the shear of kazayas. You don't have to have a kazayas of flour. When you mix flour with water, it naturally gets a little bigger. So that's mitzvah to the shear, the bigger. Unless you have a big hole, unless you have a big pocket of air in the middle. But you don't have a pocket of air, just have the flour itself expands. So that's all mitzvah to the shear. So Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a soft matzah, everything will be in mitzvah to the shear. Says B'Tarif like that. Yeah. So you have to make sure that whatever you eat on Pesach shouldn't even have the Tchilas HaChimutz process. Either it'll be an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Derabbanah if you have the Tchilas HaChimutz process. Tchilas HaChimutz, that's what the Mishnah calls it Seor, Shin Yud Alev Avresh, and sometimes the Rishonim refer to that as Chametz Nukshim. So Rashi over here, on the top line on Lamed Vav HaMebeis, there was a stira here. On Lamed Vav HaMebeis, the Gemara says, made Peretz are not Boin Ledei Chimutz. And Lamed Vav and Aleph, on Lamed Hamed base, the top line of Lamed Hamed base says, May Peretz and Abon Medei Chimutz. Lamed Vav and Aleph says that it is, that it's Memai Lahachman, so it's a contradiction. So Rashi answers, if you only mix May Peretz with flour, it'll never become Chomitz Dog and Gomer. It'll never reach the complete process. You can never be Chayv Koris. But it can reach the beginning of the process of Chimutz, so that Lila be an Issa Deraisa, Issa Rabban, depending on the Machlekes Ramei Rabbuda. On Mem Vav and Mem Aleph, and that Tchilas HaChimutz process, that it'll hasten, it'll be faster than if you would just mix it with water. Mix it with water is less than 18 minutes, nothing to discuss at all, the Gemara said, and more than 18 minutes it takes a while, and if you're mixing with May Peris, then it'll be Memai LaHachmas. That's how Rashi answered the stira between the top line on Lamed Hamed Beis and the whole story on Lamed Vav and Mem Aleph. The Rabbeinu Tam is not happy with the Rashi. He disagrees, and he says, if you just mix May Peris with water, you can sit all day and all, you can sit for years, and it's not going to turn into chametz. The reaction will be sirchon. There won't be a reaction of chametz. And so that's what it says, May Peris emach mitzim klum, at all. Either Gemara says, memayla hachmetz, no, that's if you mix water with flour, and you mix in May Peris, that'll be memaher la hachmetz. That'll hasten the chametz process. But just May Peris alone, so Rabbeinu Tam thinks that that's not machmetz at all. Even the Tchilas HaChimutz process, it simply won't happen. And if you have anything other than the five minim of wheat and barley, etc., let's say you have kidneys, you have something else kidneys, so that's the chemical process that will result when you mix it with water, that's considered sirchon, that's not considered chimutz, and that doesn't pose a problem. There are old editions of the Rambam. We all use the same edition of the Rambam. But in the older editions of the Rambam, there was an issue with the Hasogas HaRaivid. The Raivid says, the Rambam writes that something is no problem, and the Raivid writes that it is a problem, that it's Chametz Nukshin. So we have it that it goes on May Peris, that the Rambam says May Peris not a problem. The Raivid says it is a problem. Chametz Nukshin, like Rashi. And the old editions of the Rambam, so they had this Hasagas HaRaivid on a different line in the Rambam, where the Rambam says that if you use kidneys mixed with water, that's not Bolei Dechimut. So they had an old Girsa in the Raivid, that the Raivid is masing on that. That kidneys mixed with water will be Chametz Nukshin. Wow, that's Chametz Nukshin. So the Pashto says that it's a misprint. Pashto says that it's a misprint, that the Raivid meant to write it on May Peris. The Raivid didn't say it on all the normal editions. We have it like that. It doesn't say it on kidneys. There is a Gemara, though, about kidneys. On Mem Amid Beis, the Gemara says, right before the Mishnah, on Mem Amid Beis, four lines before the Mishnah, Rapapi permitted the chef in the Reish Galusa's kitchen to mix in kidneys into the soup to make it thick, because kidneys is not bole dechimut. So Rava was upset. The Rava tainet ika dushori kehay milsa b'duchta dushchichi avdi. And by the Reish Galusa, they had people running the kitchen. They weren't so observant. They weren't the most medactic in mitzvahs. They didn't have yeshiva guys like in all the hotels. They have a whole team of yeshiva guys. and they're watching everything, the mashgichim. They didn't have so many mashgichim there. So Rava got upset, you shouldn't permit it. If you're dealing with Amei Haaretz, you shouldn't permit using kidney. So that's how Tesis quotes the Oruch. The last line on the Omed, Af Mem and Beis, Tesis quotes the Oruch. Oruch understood that that's Pshat anymore. When the Balabatim are not so observant, then you shouldn't permit them to mix kidneys with water, because it's going to rise, and the next thing you know, they're going to mix flour with water, regular flour with water, and also that'll turn it to chametz. So that's some point out that this is the mocker in the Gemara for such a chumrah not to have kidneys. The Ashkenazim developed such a minig, and they have different reasons why they developed the minig. So this is one of the reasons, that if you'll allow the mixing of kidneys with water, next thing you know is that the Balabatim will make a mistake, and they'll mix together flour with water, and they'll let it rise, and they won't realize that this is Sirchan and this is Chimetz, they're two different things. Then other Rishonim gave a different reason for this Isser of kidneys, that the kidneys used to grow on a farm next to the wheat farm, and the wind would blow some of the kernels of wheat into the kidneys. So when they ground up the kidneys to make flour in order to mix it with water, they would have, inevitably, they would have some of the wheat would be there. So if you mix it with water, so the wheat shabbos is going to turn into chametz. So that was a problem. Whatever the reason is, that was an old minute.
Isn't it like butter, the wheat?
What's butter?
If you grind up the flour and you make it into whatever you're going to make it for Pesach,
yeah.
Butter.
Sometimes it will be bottle, sometimes not. Yeah. Sometimes it won't be bottle. Depends how much flour flew in. How much grain flew into the kidney sphere. Sometimes it won't be bottle. Someone thought that the reason doesn't apply Bisman Azeh. Why should people think the reason don't apply Bisman Azeh? There used to be a diner in London by the name Diner Grosnas, label Grosnas. His sefer is called Shadashiv is Leib Aryeh, because he used to call him Leib. His name was Aryeh. He learned in Radin the same time as Rabbi Gerelich, same time as Dr. Belkin. He learned the same time as the Rebbe's here in the yeshiva when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva. So the first tshuva in his first, he has two volumes of Shalosh Tshuvas. First tshuva in the first volume was that it came up in London, that one year the kidneys field was right next to the wheat field, and the kidneys flew in the wind into the wheat field, and then they ground everything all together. So he has a discussion. They made matzahs out of it. As a deal, whether the matzahs are acceptable, whether you have to tell the people they should eat more than a kazayis, because a certain percentage of the matzah is kidneys, it's not wheat. And a question whether it's called afia lishma, is it called trina lishma or not? When you do other things, because part of it is not bodei dechim, it's a long tshuva he has. It's a little funny tshuva. Anyway, so these are the dinim in the Gemara, yeah. What?
The wind only went one way, it didn't go either.
Both ways. No, both ways also. So that's why there's a meaning, not the kidneys, because some of the wind will blow some of the grain into the kidneys. Now to shail on the wheat. The wheat has the kidneys in it, so can you use those matzahs?
Is that why the Ashkenazim are machmir only for Zakenim and Chaylim to eat the egg matzah on Pesach?
Yeah, we're machmeh for Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that May Peris, even though it's not Bola de Chometz Gomur, but it's Memahel Lahachmetz Trilas Achimutz process. So the egg matzah really doesn't have eggs in it, it has it has apple cider in it. It doesn't have any water, but it has apple cider in it. So according to Rashi, that's Memahel Lahach. So we really don't paskin like Rashi, but that's what the Chumra is based on. Chumra is that we're Choshish for Rashi Shita Lachatrila. Rashi holds the May Peris alone without water is Memahel HaHachmetz, but it'll never become Chametz Gomer, it'll just become the Chametz Nuksha, the Tchilos HaChimutz process, right? So that Chumer is based on that.
Okay. Is there Bagira and Bagimatzah
is there, if you hold the Chametz Nuksha as Daraisa, would there be a Dina Bagira by Matzai? That's what the Rabbi Natam was Mecharesh, that he thought that when the Torah was Mecharesh, even if you hold the Nuksha is Daraisa, an incomplete Chimutz, but is only in the Sirabah for Achila, not for the Isan Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Chametz on Erev Pesach, and not for the din of Bal Yerua by Matzah. On Pesach there is Bal Yerua midirabbanan on Nukshin. That's the first Tosfos in the Masechta, and that's the Rabbein Tam on the beginning of Perek Elo Ivrim. So Rashi learns Elo Ivrim of Bal Yerua by Matzah, and the Rabbein Tam disagrees. He thinks Bal Yerua by Matzah deraisa is only a chometz gomer and tarubis chometz and a chometz nukshe. It's only going to be Bal Yerua midirabbanan. What's the difference? Halacha said, whether one violates by Yehuda, they rise by Yehuda, they're Rabbanan. So there's a machlik in Satanaim regarding Chomet She'ova Olav HaPesach. Machlik is Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda's opinion is that Chomet She'ova Olav HaPesach is an Issa, they rise. Has nothing to do. It's not that it's a penalty because somebody violated by Yehuda, by Matz. Even Chomet She'onachri, She'ova Olav HaPesach. When Pesach comes, all Chomets in the world becomes Aser. And you can't, after Pesach is over, you can't go to the Goyishi grocery store by chametz, the contribute all the chametz in the world is also b'achila b'anor. We don't pasch like Reb Yehuda, we pasch like Reb Shimon. The chametz she'over al ha'pesach is only awesome d'rabbanan as a penalty for having violated Bal Yerua by Matzah. Some Shulchan Aruch, they assume that the penalty is only if you violated Bal Yerua d'raisa. If you only violated Bal Yerua d'rabbanan, then there's no penalty. So that's a shaila. The Rabbein Tam holds on a chametz nukshe. On chametz nukshe, there's no Bal Yerua d'raisa. It's only Bal Yerua d'rabbanan. Rabbein Tam holds that Tarubis Chametz, that part we don't follow. Rabbein Tam holds that Tarubis Chametz is only, let's say, Rice Krispies is rice, so we don't pasch like Rabbeinu Menuri. We pasch on the rice is not Bodei Dechimutz, but they always mix in malt in order to give it flavoring. So it's nice and tam. The malt that they mix in is not Bodei Dechimutz, it's nice and tam, but it's Tarubis Chametz. It's not, the Chametz is not Bien. It's a taruvus, means roif the miut iser, and the iser is not niker. So that's taruvus chametz. So we assume taruvus chametz, there is bal yerua deraisa. So the chametz shavar la pesach would apply. But if you would have, if you have chametz nukshe, so we would assume chametz nukshe is only bal yerua derabbanan. The worst that it is the rabbeinu tam bal yerua derabbanan. So bal yerua derabbanan, there's no penalty of chametz shavar la pesach. In the opening Mishnah in Beitzah, there's a machlekes between Basil and Beshamai. What's the shear for Bal Yerua? Is the shear kezayis? For Achila, how much chametz do you have to eat? All the Tanaim agree you have to eat a kezayis in order to violate Achila's chametz. But there's a machlekes HaTanaim, how much chametz do you have to violate Bal Yerua by Matzah? So the tzlach that Yehuda wrote a sefer on Beitzah, that's called the Tzion on Nefesh Chaya. So the tzlach is bothered with the kash in the opening Mishnah, the bainat kamina. You don't get malchus anyway for Bal Yerua by Matzah because it's a lab shem amaisa. I retain the chametz in my possession. So the Rambam says that it's a lab shem amaisa. So you're not going to get malchus anyway. And a chotzi shir is asa manatara anyway. So Anisa, there is even less than a shir. And even if you do have a shir, you're not going to get malchus anyway. So the bainat kamina, what's the whole significance of the machlik is bishami bisil? Unless you're talking about a case, the Rambam has a chiddush. The Rambam writes, "Kona chametz bePesach." You go to the store and you buy chametz bePesach, or if hech mitzisa, you mix flour with water, you made it into chametz. So then the Rambam says you just violated Bal Yerua by Matzah al yidei Maisa. So then the Rambam says you are like it. That's a chiddush in the Rambam. That sometimes one can get malchus for Bal Yerua by Matzah, even though most of the time you violate Bal Yerua b'shei ve'altasa. The lav shem amaisa, but if you happen to violate it, bekum be'aseh, either kol nachametz bePesach, a hech mitzisa, then you are like this, and maybe then it'll be a machlekes b'sham mesil, or how much chametz do you have in order to violate Bal Yerua by Matzah. So the tzlach is that kasha. He discussed that kasha. Well, my nafkemina, the whole machlekes b'sham mesil, how much chametz do you have in order to violate Bal Yerua by Muhammad Sa'or? They argue by Sa'or, not by chametz. By chametz, they all agree the shivas kazayis, by Sa'or is a machlekes. So he asked the Mainaf Kamina, Chatzishir is Asmanatur. So he wants to suggest, he comes up with the Chiddush, which is Negel Haloch. Maybe Chatzishir Asmanatur only applies to Achila. Why? Because the Gemara says, Chatzi litz tarufi. If I eat a half a kazayis of ham, then I eat another half a kazayis, Terkede Achila's pras, it comes out the Aver began from the beginning of the first bit, the first mashahu. So that's Chatzi litz tarufi. So that's the svara by Chatzishir Asmanatar. The Gemara in the beginning of the last parak in Yuma quotes a machlek Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. By the Chatzishir Asmanatar Asman the Rabbanan. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan Chatzishir Asmanatar. The Gemara gives two sources. Either it's based on the pasuk Kol Chelev. You know, by the Kol Dehu Chelev, slight mashu, kol chelav lo sachelav, kol duhu chelav, a mashu, or maybe it's based on a svara of chazir litztarufe. So the tzlach suggests, if it's based on the svara chazir litztarufe, hasvara nasan is that that's only by achila, because if you eat a little bit and you eat another half of kazayis, it'll be a bloody muslim afreya, that there began from the beginning of the first mashu. So this chatzi shir may turn out to be another. But if I only possess a chatzi shir of chametz now, so how can it be chatzi litztarufe? I'll buy another chatzi shir. I'll violate mikanal haba. I'll have a kishir. I'll violate mikanal haba. But why should it say it's a gloy muslim afreya that the aver began from the very beginning? In the beginning, I only had a chatzi shir. It didn't have a full shir. So the tzlach wants to say such a chiddush that there's no din of chatzi shir also ben atar ba'bal yirah ba'imotzin. It's only also ben the rabbanon to leave chametz around the house if it's less. If you have one piece of Wheaties or one piece of Cheerios. One little tiny piece of little gram of chametz, less than a kazayas. So the tzlach suggests maybe it's only by Yerom and the Rabban. The Mishnah Brura raises the issue halacha l'maisa because chametz over all of our Pesach is a penalty that only applies if the person violated by Yerom and the Rabban. He only violated by Yerom and the Rabban. He only had chametz nukshe. You assume that that's only by Yerom and the Rabban. That's what the Rabbi Natam said. Eloivim al shulchan doesn't mean Eloivim by Yerom by Motzei. Because chametz nukshe, there's no bal yirah deraisa. It's only bal yirah derabanan. So if the assumption of Shulchan Aruch is whenever one only violates bal yirah derabanan, there's no penalty of chametz or pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah blibes by tzarachiyon. What's the din? If a person only had less than a kazayis of chametz, is there a penalty of chametz over all of ha-pesach? It's a rare case where you're going to have a guy has after pesach he finds that he left one crumb, he left one Cheerio, he left one piece of Wheaties. Where are you going to have such a case? But sometimes you do have, let's say you have a box of Rice Krispies. Could be in the whole box you have less than a kazayis of chametz mixed in. The malt that's mixed in is very little bit. It's nice and tam. You say tam kika, it's nice and tam. But probably in the whole box it could be they have less than a kazayis of malt in the whole box.
Doesn't the Shari also say like the slach?
No chatzis shir by chila, by yirah by matzah. Okay. That's a question whether we accept that lahalacha. So the Mishnah Berurah is not sure.
Yeah. Really said tam kicker would apply by yirah by matzah.
By yirah, yeah, does apply. Yes. If a person has chametz, if a person has food that has a tam chametz in it, then there is a din of by yirah by matzah. Yeah. Tarubis chametz. There is a din of bal yirah bal matzah. Just chametz nukshe. We follow the rabbi in the time. Yeah.
Bal yirah bal matzah. Do you ask him like the Rambam that it's a lashon l'maisa, or do you hope it's a lavanita?
That's the chiddush. The Rambam, the Gemara. We have a Gemara that says that it's a lavanita klasei. So even if he did al yidei maisa, he should also be ein aloike. For some reason or another, the Rambam didn't accept that Gemara. Or he holds the Gemara only goes according to one opinion. We shouldn't pass on like it. We should pass like another Gemara. And the Rambam says the only reason why you're not like it is Ein Bo Maisa. But if you do a Maisa, then you are like it. Yeah. That's the famous Rambam. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has a whole essay about that Rambam in his Sefer. Yeah. The Gemara has a whole discussion of Tam Ki Iker. Tom Kiker goes like this. Let's say I have a pot that I cook treifas in. I have a chametz tikka pot. So there's a bliya of chametz in the walls, and I'm going to cook kosher the pesach food in the same pot. So the flavor of the chametz is going to go into the kosher food. Well, let's say I have a treifa pot, I'm going to cook kosher food. So then there's a bliya of the pot and the walls of the pot that's going to go into the food. So that's based on Tom Kiker, that you have to kosher the treifa kin. Then there's another din of Tom Kiker. Let's say you have vegetable soup and someone pours in a little bit of chazashmaltz. So, but the chazashmaltz is less than shishim, less than roiv, let's say. More than 50% is kosher ingredients and way less than 50% is the treif ingredient. And it's not niker, it blends in. The treifus is not noticeable. Everything blends in together. So really that should be bottled by roiv. So that's a chiddush din of tam kikah. We pass on the tam kikah as the rice. So tam kikah is in two cases. Either if you pour treifas in a tarubis, you pour treifas into kosher food, and it's nice and tam because you don't have shishim, or you cook kosher food in a treifer pot. So both cases, that's called tam kiker. So is there an issue about yirah b'ayimotzei if I have chametz dike pots around the house on Pesach? Do you have to sell the pots? Because we say tam kiker, the flavor of the chametz is lodged in the walls of the pot. So maybe one is in violation of bal yirah b'ayimotzei. It's not going to be a kazayis, that's for sure. The worst it could be is going to be a bayu adabon. It's not going to be a kazayis al chametz. So that's a beferish gemara that not. The gemara says that there is no bayu rod by matzei blias kalim. The gemara just says there was a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon where the chametz over all of haPesach is an isa derais and isa derabbanan. So according to Reb, the way we pass in Lalach, Amen Shavala Pesach is a penalty in the Rabbanah because the person violated Vayiroyeh. So the Gemara says you don't have to throw out your pots when it comes Pesach. There's no Vayiroyeh on Bliyas Kalim. And after Pesach, you don't have to buy new pots either because the Iser, Chomet Shavala Pesach, is not going to be Chal on the Bliyas Chomets in the pots because you didn't violate Vayiroyeh by Matzah. But if the din would have been like Reb Yehuda, the chomet she'ova all of our Pesach is an isa deraisa, an isa can be chal on blias kelim. How do you know that an isa can be chal on blias kelim? So it's learned out from Parshas Tzav. It says in the Chumash that if you broil a korban chatos, chatos has to be eaten by zichri kuhuna, yom v'laylo ad chatzos, if you broil a korban chatos in a pot, so the Torah says you have to kasha the pot. What do you have to kasha the pot? The korban will eat up the chatos and shoy. No, because the bli and the pot will be nipsa belina. If when it comes chatzais, you can eat the karma chatzais. The Talmud brings a chatzais today, so you can eat the chatzais today and tonight till chatzais. If you leave it over till tomorrow morning, chatzais is midrabbanan. I mean, after you have all night long till alos hashachar. If you leave it over till alos hashachar, so the pasuk says the bli and the pot becomes treif. So you see from the chumash that an isa can be chal on a bli in a pot. The Gemara says, according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, the chomet she'ova all of haPesach is an isa deraisa. So all the chomet zikapats, when it comes Pesach, they all become treif. Even though you're not in violation of Bayi Rabbi Matzah, they all become treif. Then after Pesach, you have to kasher all the pots. So some of the pots are kasherable, some of the pots are not kasherable. So the Gemara says they used to use earthenware pots, klicheris, and they throw out all the pots after Pesach. Some of the Amoraim held la halacha like Reb Yehuda. We don't pass like Reb Yehuda. We pass like Reb Shimon. The chomet she'ova all about Pesach is only an isa derabbanan. It's only if you violate it by Yeroyim. Only if you violate it by Yeroyim deraisa. So on Blias Kelim, there is no by Yeroyim at all. But if the din would have been like Reb Yehuda, the chomet she'ova Pesach would be an isa deraisa, the isa would be chal on the bli and the kelim, and the Gemara says they would have to kasher all the pots after Pesach. You have to kasher them before Pesach. There's no bayiran bli as kelim, but you will have to kasher them after Pesach in order that you shouldn't be cooking your kosher food in a pot that has a bli of chametz she'ova all about Pesach. Either that, or some of them will not be kosherable, so you have to throw them out and buy new pots. That's the Gemara. So some people, by mistake, think they have to sell the chametz like a pot. That's against the Gemara. And then all of the Paskin point out, if you sold pots to the goy, you buy it back, then you have to do tefillos kelim. You sold it to the nochri, then anytime you buy pots and pans, a fork, a knife, clay suda from a nochri, you have to do tefillos kelim.
You can sell the
bli
in the pot?
You can sell the bli in the pot, but it's not necessary. It's not necessary to sell the bli. It's a there's no bayiru on the bli as kelim. Some balabustas are sloppy, so they have chunks of spaghetti stuck to the pot. Okay, so if it's very lucky, then it'll be bayra on the chunk. So you can sell the chunk of spaghetti that's stuck. Some don't clean out their pot, so they have chunks of kugel, chametz dika kugel stuck to the pot. Okay, so if it's very lucky, so you have bayra on the kugel that's stuck to the pot. But most women do not have kugel stuck to the pot.
Does anybody actually want that, though? Do they have a
right to have such a thing? We tell a guy, the rabbi tells the guy, we're selling all kinds of crazy things. And he agrees to buy it, why not? What does he care? It's the same money. For the same money, you can throw him whatever you want, sell anything to the guy. On Pesach night, there's a mitzvah to eat the matzah. We started from the Mishnah on Lamed Hei Med Aleph. The matzah has to be bole de chimutz. If it's not bole de chimutz, then it's not called lechem. It's not called lechem and kol ha-tel-kula. And here it has to be lechem oni. Yeah. What does it mean, lechem oni? So the Gemara has quite a few comments on this din of lechem oni. So the Gemara says, one din of lechem oni is that matzah ashira is not acceptable. When is something considered matzah ashira? So the Gemara says, Alamed Vav Amid Aleph, Issa Sheilosha, B'yayin Shem and Dvash, or B'cholov. The Gemara mentions four mashkin. Issa Sheilosha, that's Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, around 15 lines from the top. Issa Sheilosha, B'yayin Shem and Dvash, and the Gemara has laid about cholov as well. That's called the matzah ashira. Yeah, what's taka the din of matzah ashira? So the Gemara says, Yantar Frishan, you're not allowed to use it, and the rest of Pesach, you are allowed to use it. How can you use it as milchik bread? The Gemara says, there's a gzera with the rabban, you're not allowed to have milchik bread, you're not allowed to have fleshik bread. Because bread or matzah is usually eaten, usually part of it, usually eat it, either fleshik, so with milchik. So they made a gzera with the rabban, you're not allowed to eat milchik bread. So the Gemara says, okay, ke'ein tura is mutav. What do you mean ke'ein tura? It's the second wide line. If it looks like the eye of a bull, a bullseye, what do you mean? So the different pshatim in the Gemara, we pass on the halacha and the hakam on the both pshatim. One pshat ke'ein tura, it's in a strange shape. It's not in a normal shape. It's in a very strange shape. So that'll remind me that it's milchik. I made it that shape that I should remember that it's milchik. Ke'ein tura, a different shape. The other pshat is ke'ein tura means I made it and it's a very small amount I made for supper. I'm serving milchiks tonight for supper, and I made milchik bread, only enough to eat for supper tonight. So we accept both of the kulas in the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi has one and the Ram has the other one, so we accept both, whenever it came to it. So the kitzur, the Gemara says, if you losh iso, the yayin shem and dvash and cholov, that's considered matzah shira, and you're not allowed to use it, yoy makama. What does mean yoy makama? So we assume the halacha yoy makama means to kazayis matzah. For the mitzvah, when you say alachilas matzah. The rest of the meal you can have matzah shir if you want. Other Rishonim say no. Yom Kama means the whole night. I might say Yom Kama is labdavka. The Bishayim quotes the three pshat. The one pshat is for the kazay shal mitzvah, it's no good. The other pshat is the whole night, it's no good. The Rambam learns literally Yom Kama, the first day, Pesach. The first day by us, Yantam Shenish shal Golias, the first 2 days of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah shir. Why the chumrah? Another example of matzah shira, that's matzah shira. Yan sheni lo shebi yan shem edvash and cholot. Yeah. Gemara has another example, cholot. Cholot vashisha. That's on the bottom of daf lamed vav, the base, three lines from the bottom. Cholot means if you have matzah that was later on cooked. So the matzah is turned into matzah. They made matzah mel out of it, then you cooked it. So matzah mubushala is considered matzah shira. So if you have a knedlach are made from matzah mel, and the knedlach are cooked, so according to the Rambam, you can't eat knedlach, you can't eat gebrux the first 2 days of Pesach. You can't eat a knedl the first 2 days of Pesach. The Rambam's opinion is an obscure opinion, that the whole day, Yom HaKama, the first 2 days, you're not allowed to eat matzah shira. We pass in Shulchan Aruch only for the gezeis matzah. You can't have matzah shira. The rest of it is good. Yeah, the rest of the first night also you can have knedl. The first night also, just for the gezeis matzah, you can't have matzah shir. They quote the Beis Halevi had a chumah he wouldn't eat knedlach the first day to be yotze the Rambam shita. The whole first day you want to have a zechel lechem oni.
The Rambam also says it's also to bake matzah shira.
Yeah.
So was the Beis Halevi also mocking me for that part, or was that part of the chumah?
Well, if you're not going to eat it, so you're not allowed to bake it on yontif. Yeah. You're not allowed to bake it on Yantav if you're not allowed to eat it. Yeah.
Rashi said that it depends if I make the nosha with the made air.
That what?
But it has the tilasima.
Right.
Made air. So.
Rashi always had his chamas noksha. Yeah.
Okay. So why would you then need this as well? Let's say yayin. Yain, I guess, would
make
error.
Right. So, obviously, you can't
have it. So, according to Rashi, why would you need to say specifically?
Well, for the Kazai's matzah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah at all if it's matzah shira. then for the rest of Pesach you shouldn't do it, because it's May Peres Amin Mar Lahachmet Tchila Sachim, it's process. The Laila Rishon you can't use it at all for the mitzvah. And the rest of Pesach you shouldn't do it, because Mar Lahachmet the Gemara spells it out like that. Yeah. The Rambam has a strange opinion. The Rambam says that what we call egg matzahs, according to the Rambam, you can use that for the Seder. That's not matzah shir. Rambam holds only these four mashkim. Yain, shem, and dvash, and cholav. These are the only dalah mashkim that make something into matzah shir. So that's why, according to the Rambam, egg matzahs could be used for the Seder. That's why the Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos and people have an issue. What are they going to eat? They don't want to have chametz around the house. You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So a lot of people have this. Beis Yosef says the solution is matzah shira, eat matzah shira, and dikaver sudan, so it'll become amoitzi. So men are machmer not to use egg matzahs. The choshish for the ram, that egg matzah is kosher for the seder. Egg matzah is kosher for the seder. What kind of a shita is that? Only the dalat mashkin. Very strange. So the Aruch HaShulchan Epes works hard. He tries to explain what the ram of shita is. Very strange. The Avnei Nezer has a Mechudish Dik interpretation in the Rambam, why it's only the Dalad Mashkin. He says, let's say you'll take a matzah and you'll shmir on a lot of jam. So does that make the matzah into matzah shira? The matzah itself is not a matzah shira. If you shmir on a whole layer of peanut butter, a whole layer of jam, it won't be yotze the mitzvah matzah for a different reason. The Gemara says, osi dvar hoshus umavatal dvar mitzvah. Because eating is what something that the behemoths do, with something that the goyim do, something we do all year long. Everybody eats food. All the animals eat food. So the only way you elevate eating to a level of a mitzvah is if you eat this food alone. If you eat the dvar mitzvah together with the dvar hashus, the Gemara says on kufta as well, I think, osi dvar hashus, mevatel dvar mitzvah. It's just a machlokes hatanoim. What if you're eating matzah and mora, pesach matzah and mora together? Kufta zvavanam. What if you eat three things that they're all mitzvahs together? You say from the perspective of the matzah, the mora is not a mitzvah and the korban pesach is not a mitzvah. The mitzvahs are sort of in competition with each other. So if you eat a dvar mitzvah together with another dvar mitzvah, mitzvahs mevat lezu azu, it's not called a mitzvah. You say, no, mitzvahs are not mevat lezu, only if you eat a dvar shus. But if you eat a dvar shus together with a dvar mitzvah, it pulls down the level of the achilah, the whole thing is called the an achilah shel rishus. It's like the behemoth seat. So if you have an awful lot of jam, then you say, on top of the matzah, it's not that the matzah becomes a matzah shira, it's also dvar shus and a vatal dvar mitzvah. Yeah, so that's what the Avnei Nezer suggests. The only time it's going to be matzah shira is if you needed the dough together with the yayin shem and dvash and cholav. You needed the dough with the May Peres. That is called matzah shira. So he quotes that there's a machlokes hatanoim in Mishnayis Chala, whether May Peres are mitzaref together. In order to be chayv mechala, you have to have a minimum amount of flour that should be made into an isa. We usually assume, they said, from Rav Henkin, used to be the big pesach in New York before Moshe came to America. So Rav Henkin published, if you mix between 3 and 5 pounds of flour, you mafresh chala without a bracha. If you use more than 5 pounds, if you use 5 pounds or more, then you mafresh chala with a bracha. Because you have to have a shear. So the shaila is, if you need a little bit of flour with water here, a little bit of flour with water here, and you bake them separately, you're not chayv mechala. You have to knead it all together. So bus hays together. You have to have one big lisha together. So what's mitzarf together? The mashkim. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Whether May Peres are mitzarf or only the zayin mashkim. The official zayin mashkim are mitzarf. So Yishami says it's the same machlokes hatanaim, the shitosim, same machlokes hatanaim if you have a long Italian bread. So the din is maga b'miktsosek and maga b'kulah. If an adam tummy touches one end of it, so the whole bread becomes tummy. So what if the Italian bread, they never used any mayim, they only use May Peres. Is May Peres also mechaber? And if you touch one end, it's one unit, and say you apply maga b'miktsosek and maga b'kulah, so the whole Italian bread from one end to the other end becomes tummy. Or they say, no, only the zayin mashkim are roi l'hachshe l'kabel tumah, only the zayin mashkim are mechaber yachad. So Yerushalmi says the same machlekes hatanaim applies to with respect to chiyuv challah. If you have May Peres, is it mitzarif everything altogether that you have a kashir? Or no, the only thing that's mechaber yachad are the zayin mashkim. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is not clear. How does he pasken the hilchas challah? if you're lush with May Peris, lush and ether of May Peris, Rambam is very unclear. So the Avnei Nezer thinks based on the Kalalei HaPsak that the Rambam must have paskin that you're not chayiv. That's an assumption. Never says Beferish in the Rambam. He's assuming that the Rambam holds you're not chayiv, that the other mashkim, other than the Zayin mashkim, the May Peris are not mechaber. So he says, Memela, if you're going to have, let's say, egg matzahs, so since the May Peris, the Rambam, so they themselves are not mechubit to the matzah. So it's like eating matzah with jam on top or with peanut butter on top. It's not called matzah shira. It's osi dvar shus and mabatal dvar mitzvah. But he says over here, there is no separate dvar shus. The mashkim, the zayin, the made peris are mixed into the matzah. And if it's not mechaber, the isa together, it itself is also not mechubar to the isa. So it's like a side thing that the matzah does become matzah shira. That's his suggestion. Which are the Zayin Mashkim? Which are the Zayin Mashkim? So four of the Zayin Mashkim are Yain, Shem, and Dvash, and Cholov. But those four, often the Zayin Mashkim, they are Mechaber, and they themselves are Mechuber. Two of the Zayin Mashkim are Mayim and Tal. Tal, Du, is the same thing as Mayim. And one is Dam. So you're not going to use Dam. If you're going to knead the dough with Dam, so it's going to be Treif. So the Rambam is not going to talk about Treif and Matzah. How do you make matzah? Either mayim or tal. And the other four of the Zayin Mashkim are the four that make it. Matzah Shira. Yeah. That's a mechudish dika pshat. A fantastic pshat in the Rambam. It's all based on the assumption that it's really questionable that the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Challah, he doesn't say one way or the other. That the Rambam is assuming Hilchos Challah that if you have made peiris other than the Zayin Mashkim, it wouldn't be chayv and challah. That's quite an assumption. Yeah.
You would say according to the Avnei Nezer, the egg matzah you can't use because it's like eating kamach, because there's no pibur between the particles.
No, the Rambam says you can use egg matzah. You can say alachilas matzah on it.
Yeah, but according to Avnei Nezer's explanation, there's no pibur between the particles.
So it's like eating matzah mel. Eat matzah mel is also good. He's explaining the Rambam. The Rambam says that egg matzah is good. He says the only four matzahs that are matzah shira, yayin, shem, and vashon cholov, and egg matzah is good for the Seder. So he's explaining why. Because it's not called matzah shira. Because the mashke manat mechaber, and therefore the mashke itself is not mechuber to the matzah. So the matzah biyatzmusa is not called matzah shira. So how many examples? You say, lechem oni prat la matzah shira. What constitutes matzah shira? So the Gemara says, most of the Rishonim Muslim who are denami and he may Paris is matzah shira, and the Rambam stands out alone. Only these Dalet Mashkim and all the other may Paris wouldn't pose a problem. A matzah shira. Yeah. What else is called matzah shira? Gemara says cholut. If it's cooked, if you cook the matzah, then cholut is a matzah shira. Another example is ashisha. Ashisha means, if it's Rashi writes gluska gedoyla, Rashi on the bottom of Lamed Vavim base writes gluska gedoyla. If it's too big, how big is too big? So the Gemara says if it's a Asiris Haifa, Asiris Haifa is gigantic. Asiris Haifa is gigantic.
43
and a half eggs. Oh, okay, correct.
Very much.
Okay, gigantic. Yeah, 5 pounds. 5 pounds of flour together, he made one big matzah like that. So the Ramo has a chumrah that the matzah shouldn't be thicker than an etzba. Our matzahs are all thinner than that. Matzah shouldn't be thicker than an etzba because it may be matzah shira. Maybe if it's too thick, it'll be matzah shira. Okay. Cholot vashisha.
Thick means thick, not wide. In other words, you could make a thin matzah very...
If it'll be too gigantic, then it'll again be a matzah shira. Yeah.
Oh, even though it's not
very thin, yeah. Yeah, but we don't have such an oven that can bake. So we know how big the matzahs are. So it's going to be less than an etzba thick. So for sure, it's not going to be ashisha. It's not going to be too big. Yeah. So that's one din. Lechem oni pat la matzah shira. Yeah. What else is implied by lechem oni? So the Gemara says lechem she'anim olav dvarim harbei. That you have to tell the haggadah. You have to have the matzah on the table when you say the haggadah. Rashi writes also you should say the halal. Lechem shanim of dvarim harbei, that when you recite the second half of halal, a lot of times people finish benching, then they put away all the matzah, no matzah on the table. So Rashi sounds like he holds that you have to have the matzah on the table, not only during CPTS Mitzrayim. Adam Olav Dorva Habe means even when you say the halal. Yeah. What else is learned out from the word lechem oini? So with the Tana Rabbi Yosef Glili says on the top of Lamed Vav and Aleph, 8 lines from the top, Mishenecha ba'aninus lechem oni, there's a kri and a ksiv. The kri is oni, the ksiv is oni, ayin nun yud. So maybe the machlokes, whether you say yeshem lamikra, yeshem lamasaris, whatever it is, a contradiction between the kri and the ksiv, the paskan la'alocha like the kri, like the ksiv. So kolpanim here, it sounds like that's the machlokes here. The Biosek Lili Darshan's, the word lechemoni is spelled with an ayin, but it's missing a vav, but the pronunciation is lechemoni, so he darshans it, that's not pshut shel mikra, he darshans, mishenechel ba'aninus, aninus is spelled with an aleph, not with an ayin. Mishenechel ba'aninus, the exclusion of maaser sheni. Maaser sheni may not be eaten by an oinin, because it says, lo yachalti bi'oni mimenu. When you say the vidui maaser, on Erev Pesach of the 4th year, Pesach of the 7th year, you say, I didn't eat the maaser sheni in a state of aninus, lo yachalti bi'oni mimenu. So since maaser sheni may not be eaten by aninus, so if you have matzah shel maaser sheni, you can't use it because it's not nechel ba'aninus. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. It says it doesn't say oni. It's spelled ayin nun yud, and you follow the ksiv. You don't follow the kri. So Rabbi Akiva says that there is no such drush misha nechel ba'aninus. So what does it mean? Lechem oni, lechem mishanim olav dvarim harbei, like Shmuel says. You should recite the Haggadah and you should recite the Halal when the matzah is on the table. Yeah. What's the story? Taka matzah shel maaser sheni is acceptable, not acceptable. Rabbi Yosef Levi says it's no good because it's ein anechel ba'aninus. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with that. Yeah, halacha lemaaser is good. So the top line on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, the Gemara has matzah shel maaser sheni, what's the din? So the Gemara we just had in Sanhedrin on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara had on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, I forgot about it. So the Gemara had a Tosefta for Maaser Sheni. So the Ran quoted there the Machlokes HaTanai, whether you say Maaser Sheni Mamu Gavoya, Maaser Sheni Mamu Bailum. So the Gemara says if you have an Esrek Shel Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni has to be food that's edible, otherwise it's not Roy L'Achila, you're not Mafrish. Chumas and Maisvis and Esrig, a lulav and Hadassim and Arav can't be Maisvis Sheni because it's not food. But the Esrig is edible, it's food. So if you have an Esrig, so Maisvis Sheni, the first 2 days you need Shalachem. So are you Yotze the mitzvah of Esrig on the first 2 days if it's an Esrig, so Maisvis Sheni? Mara says it depends on the machlekes, Rab Meir and Achacham. We paschal like Rab Meir, Maisvis Sheni, Mamu Gavoy, so it's not acceptable. So it's not called Shalachem. So Gemara said the same thing applies. Same machlokes applies to matzah shal maaser sheni. If the matzah is maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, if you're eating maaser sheni chutz Yerushalayim, say not yotze because it's an iser. But if you're eating the maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, say there's no iser. Would you be yotze? So the Gemara says if the din is like Rav Meir, we pass like Rav Meir maaser sheni mama gavaya. So it's not called shalachem. So that's why you're not yotze. So the Gemara asks Akasha bishleima by dalad minim. It says, Ulukachtam Alechem, you need Shalachem on the first 2 days. So you understand if it's an Esrik, Shal Maisa Sheni, if it's Mama Gavaya, so it's not Shalachem. But by Matzah, there is no Pasuk that says that you need Shalachem. The Gemara says, no, there is a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? What's the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, Nachamon. It says, Akzer Shava. The matzah is called lechem oni, and by challah it says vay b'chol chami lechem ha'aretz. So there is shava lechem lechem, just like by lechem, by chiyuv challah. If you hold maaser sheni mamu gavoya, then you're not chayv in challah. And maaser sheni suva dinami lechem oni on Pesach night. If it's maaser sheni, you wouldn't be yotze because it's shol gavoya. So we paskan maaser sheni is mamu gavoya, so you wouldn't be yotze. So the Rosh understood from the Gemara that you need shalachem, the simple reading of the Gemara, you need shalachem by matzah. And if you have a matzah gzula, so the Rambam says a matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah bo ba'avera. Like a lulavah gozal is no good, mitzvah bo ba'avera. So the Rosh sort of is attacking the Rambam. He doesn't quote the Rambam, just says matzah gzula is not shalachem. It's no good because not shalachem. The Rambam apparently understood the Gemara. There is no such din. You don't really need shalachem by matzah. The Gemara raised the issue. You don't need shalachem. The Gemara just meant to say matzah shal hegdish. You're not yoytze. So if ma'aseh sheni mama gavaya, we refer to ma'aseh sheni as if it's hegdish. If the din would have been, which it isn't, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, the ma'aseh sheni mama b'aylim, then you wouldn't call it hegdish. But we pass, and the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the second paragraph, we pass like Rabbi Meir over here. The ma'aseh sheni is mama gavaya. So if we call it hegdish, a matzah shal hegdish is no good. But the Gemara never really meant to say that you need shalachem. That's why the Rambam writes that a matzah zul is no good because mitzvah bo ba'averi. He doesn't write because of a lack of shalachem.
Isn't
a mitzvah? Chavilos. That's an interesting question. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't raise the issue. I don't know. It's a good question. How can you kill two birds with one stone? He's using the same matzah to fulfill a mitzvah matzah and to fulfill a mitzvah l'chilu ma'aseh sheni. Sounds like a good kasha. I don't know.
By what? By a ma'aseh sheni, you can redeem it on an animal, right? Like a short one, but...
If you have ma'aseh sheni, you can redeem it onto money, and then you can take the money and buy whatever you want. If you redeem it, then it's not matzah shel ma'aseh sheni anymore. We're talking, it's in Yerushalayim. Once it's in Yerushalayim, it doesn't lend itself to bidyan anymore. That's called kotur mechitzas. The mechitzas of Yerushalayim, I call it the ma'aseh sheni. The din is that the mechitza is lechol, that's ben atorah. That the significance, the relevance of having ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim on the level of deraisa is menegei ta'achila. Mechitza lechol deraisa. Mechitza liklot is only the rabbanon. But with the rabbanon, there is a din of chumash. While the ma'aseh sheni is in Yerushalayim, it doesn't lend itself to pinyon. When atoris, you'll take it out of Yerushalayim, now it's berichah k'makim, it can be poydus. And with the rabbanon, made a din. Once it was niklat in the mechitza of Yerushalayim, if you take it out, you can't be poydus. Unless it was nitma. If you have ma'aseh sheni be Yerushalayim and it's nitma, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that has pidyon even in Yerushalayim. But if it's loy nitma, if it's still tahor, then you can't be poida in Yerushalayim, and with the rabbanon can't even be poida chutz Yerushalayim once it was brought into Yerushalayim. Yeah.
Rabbanon holds ma'aseh sheni, ma'aseh sheni, one is yotzei.
Against the Gemara.
Yeah.
That's a big discussion, right? The Mishkan HaSiyankam is a whole long essay. Isn't it against the Gemara? The Gemara said beferish that if you hold halacha like Rav Meir, and we pass like Rav Meir, Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavaya, then the Gemara says that it's no good. So how does the Rambam, right? How does the Rambam say that it is good to have the Tzion over here and the Chacham and Mamon that it is good? So that's the Mishkan HaSiyankam as a whole essay. How can it be? Yeah. I think Mor has a discussion. What about Ma'aseh Sheni shall be kurim? What about Matzah shall be kurim? Matzah shall be kurim. What do you mean? He brought bikurim is noig by Shibas Amin to Yerushalayim, and it has to be eaten by Kohanim in Yerushalayim. You don't bring bikurim before Shavuos, so he brought it last year after Shavuos. And the Kohen left it a whole year. So this year the Kohen grinds it up and he makes matzah out of it and he wants to eat the matzah shall be kurim to fulfill two mitzvahs. Again, it's like chavilus. He wants to fulfill two unrelated mitzvahs. He wants to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas bikurim and he wants to also fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Matzah shall be kurim. So the Tana Rabbi Yosef Glili has drasha from a pasuk. Pasuk says, "B'chol mashvasechem tochel matzas." The mitzvah of korban pesach is only in Yerushalayim, and you're supposed to eat matzah mar in conjunction with the korban pesach. But even if you're not in Yerushalayim, even if you're tamim, derech echoik, whatever, you're not able to eat the korban pesach, so you should still eat matzah. B'chol mashvasechem tochel matzas. So the Tana Rabbi Yosef Glili on the bottom of Lamed Vav and Aleph, he understands from the pasuk that only matzah and achelas b'chol mashavas is acceptable for matzah to the exclusion of bikurim, which is ein echol b'chol mashavas. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So that's no good. What kind of a din is that? A very strange din. And the other, then the Gemara has another din. Chalastoy derikiki nozer, that's on Lamed Ches on the base. The Mishnah says on Lamed Hemet Aleph, if you made chalastoy derikiki nozer, so you can't use it for. I bake matzahs, and I plan to use this for in conjunction with the korban toida, in conjunction with the shalmei nozer. And then lemaisa, I didn't bring the korban toida or the nozer, and I have the matzahs left over. So the Mishnah says that it's not acceptable. So Gemara says two reasons why. So one says because it's no good because it says shivas yamim tochel matzahs, and matzah is only good if it's matzah nachelas l'shivas hayamim. Mechalas toida rikike nozer is only nechel for a short period of time. So since you bake the matzahs intending to eat them for a shorter period of time, it's not roi l'achila kol shiva. So that's a psula nematza. Why should that be a psula nematza? Very strange din. Why should that be a psula nematza? Sounds a little bit as if there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. They quote from the Vilna Gaon like that it's a mitzvah so rishus. Even though Laila HaRishon is chayvam, it can't be elach rishus. So rishus does mean optional. Means you're not obligated to eat matzah the rest of the Pesach. But if you do eat it, so you have a mitzvah kiyumas. It's a chidush that such thing exists. That's what the Netziv quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon. That's Yadua B'Shem the Vilna Gaon. There's a Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim says that it can't be. The Vilna Gaon never said it. There is no such thing. It doesn't exist. The concept mitzvah so shoes doesn't exist. The word mitzvah doesn't mean a good deed. The word mitzvah means you're mitzvah. You're obligated to do it. It's a commandment. So how can it be such a thing as a mitzvah so shoes? But the Netziv was in Valojin. He was the Rosh Hashimah Valojin the last 39 years. He says that's what the tradition was, that the Vilna Gaon said that such a thing does exist. And once the Vilna Gaon opened up the gates for such a concept, so he applies it to additional cases as well. And it's even his beer, the end of Bechukosa, his beer Achumish. He has additional cases where he thinks that there's a, even though there's no obligation, but there's a kiyum deraisa. From the fact that one of the Amoraim, Rabba Darshan, said you need matzah nachelas kol shiva, would appear as if Rabba holds like that. That there is a psalm mitzvah kiyum is to eat matzah all 7 days. Otherwise, why do you need matzah really lechol shiva?
Balamor
thinks one.
It's a mitzvah kiyum.
The rest of Balamor thinks also like that.
Palos Toda has significance because he was going to make it Palos Toda. I mean. He decided not to do it, right?
Right, but he was never magdish it. Yeah, but when he baked it, when he made it into matzah, when he baked it, so he thought it was going to turn out to be chalas toy de rikike nozer, which cannot be eaten for 7 days. So that's called. So the pshat means the Gemara has on the next daf on daf mem. That you have to make shmura matzah. So what is the definition of shmura matzah? So there seems to be a machlokes of Rishonim. The Rambam says that shmura means shima michimutz. You should be careful that it doesn't become chametz. According to the Rambam, it's lav davke for the leil haseder. You can't have chametz all 7 days in Pesach. So the Rambam saka mashma that l'chatchila you have to have shmura matzah all Pesach. It doesn't mean to say you're not allowed to eat non-shmura. The Rambam, the Gemara has a din. If you don't have enough shmura matzah, it's around 10 lines from the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, if you don't have enough matzah, v'tzeikhu shal nochrim. The goyim bake the matzahs, and it's not shmura, it's not shima mechimutz, but you see that it's not chametz. So odem amalek reisim hem, v'at sheyoch gezayis matzah b'achreinim. So the Gemara says, if you don't, ilich atchila, the Rama says, you should eat shmura all of Pesach, you shouldn't eat non-shmura. But if you have no choice, then we permit you to eat shmura, but not for the gezayis mitzvah. Why are you more makbid for the gezayis mitzvah? Chometz you're not allowed to eat. It's an issur karis if you eat chometz. So the answer is, but you know that it's not chometz. You can tell it's not chometz. The roiv is that it's not chometz. So why are you more makbid for the gezayis mitzvah? That it's even miyakeh b'riyevet? So the Meshech Chochma has a suggestion according to the Rambam. What kind of a din is this? So he wants to say, we have a din in, based on a Yerushalmi. When a person does something ba'oynis, so we say oynis is kamanda loyovid. Oynis rachmana patri. The ma'aseh that he did doesn't count. But let's say a person was nenas, he wasn't able to do something. So he said oynis rachmana patri, oynis kamanda ovid. So he says, the Yerushalmi says, oynis kamanda ovid loyamina. That you don't say. Let's say a person says, a person gives a get to his wife, and he says, if I hit you, this is your get, if I ever hit you in the future. So then accidentally, he tripped over something and he hit his wife by an accident. So he say, Oynet doesn't count. Oynet doesn't count. If he did a kiyama tanai b'oynis, it doesn't count. But let's say if he was nenas, the tanai was if I hit he wanted to hit his wife. He said, if I hit you, this should be a get. He wanted to hit his wife, and someone prevented him from doing it. So you're going to say, Ernest doesn't count, so it's considered as if he did hit his wife. So he did hit his wife, so the get is chal. So Yerushalmi says, Ernest command over there, I mean, Ernest command loy over there, I mean, Ernest Rahmana Patri cancels the mitzvah that he did, but you don't consider it as if he did. If a person intended to do a mitzvah, nenas, chishu lasis mitzvah, nenas, v'loy asah, malala kasu kilu asah, he gets the schar as if he did the mitzvah. You get the schar, but you don't say Oynis command of it. That's why you don't say. So that's what the Meshech Chochma suggests. All of Pesach there's an isa not to eat chametz. If the person eats chametz, he's going to eat matzah that's not shmura, but he knows that it's not chametz. So what if it turns out that it really is chametz? So it's considered as if he never ate the chametz. Oynis command of it. Oynis command loy of it. But on the first night of Pesach, if the matzah is chametz, so it's not matzah, you're not yotzeh the mitzvah. So if it's not going to be shmura matzah, if it'll turn out that it wasn't, if it was really chametz, then it'll turn out that he wasn't yotzeh the mitzvah. Because oynis kemando avi loy arminam. So that's why the Rambam is more makbid on the shmura. The Rambam says the shmura, the Rambam never says that you need asir lishmo. Rambam just says shima michimus. So that's why lachatchila the Rambam holds that it applies all the days of Pesach. But if you don't have enough matzah, then the Gemara says you may eat the pshutas, but not for the gezeis matzah, that even the kuva. Because if it'll turn out that it really was chametz, Oynis kamando v'lermin. That's the Meshech Chochma's understanding of the Rambam. Other Rishonim say, no, that the shmura matzah means that you have to do asir l'shma. Just like there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, b'shamay b'shilol, and daftes and sukkah, where you have to construct the sukkah l'shma. So the Tosfos there quotes from Yerushalmi about baking matzah lishma. Yerushalmi says that it's the same machlokes b'shamay b'shilol by sukkah applies to matzah. And the Bavli never quotes such a machlokes. We assume that even according to b'shilol, the matzah has to be baked lishma. So that's shmura matzah means asir lishma. So the pashtus in the Gemara over here is there's a tata disasre in lishma. You have in mind, I'm going to make this is bikurim. This stuff is bikurim. I'm going to bake it l'shei matzah. So bikurim is en anechal b'chol mei shabbos, and matzah is nachelus b'chol mei shabbos. So that's a tata disasri in the lishmos. How can it be? Such a lishmo, l'shei matzah, can't be chal, can't be superimposed on top of the bikurim, because the nature of the mitzvah of bikurim is incommensurate with the nature of the mitzvah of matzah. Bikurim is en anechalus b'chol mei shabbos, and matzah is nachelus b'chol mei shabbos. Or the Tana of Yosef Glili says, that my sushani is in a nechal baninus. What's wrong? What is that nechal baninus? Also means you can't call it lishmo for matzah. Matzah has to be, the nature of matzah has to be such that you should be able to be nechal baninus. And if it's a matzah shal my sushani, the lishmo is not chal. You have to, the posh of pshat in Gemara is that you do need lishmo. So I don't know how's the Rama going to read the Gemara. And the same thing, in a nechal is called shiva. All these dinim in the Gemara, the funny dinim, has to be nechal b'chol my shabbos. Nechal kol shiva or nechal baninus means that the lishmo is not chal. It's a tata disasri. The two mitzvahs achila are so different, so the lishmo, the shem matzah, can't be chal. The Ritva and Daf Mem quotes when they go in him like that a non-Jew cannot bake the matzahs because the non-Jew is ein b'toris mitzvahs matzahs. So whoever is ein b'toris cannot create lishmo. For centuries, the people who baked the matzahs used to be women. So the mazal is that the Gemara says the women are just as mechuyav matzah as the men. despite the fact that matzah is a mitzvah seser shazman grama, the women are mechuyev. If the din would have been that women would have been potter, then the women would have been puzzled for asiyas hamatzah. If you hold the goyim, the Ritva quotes the goyim like that, that shmura matzah means that you need asiyah lishma, and whoever is zayin b'toras cannot create the lishma. So the Mishnah Bura quotes a Pichodush and makes the following compromise as far as Shmura Matzah. Well, we are Machmed that you need Shmur Shas Ketzira. That's the bottom line on Mem Amad Aleph, going over to Mem Amad Beis. You need Shmur Mishas Ketzira. You need Shmur by the Asiyas HaMatzah. So the Mishnah Bura quotes the Pichodush and says, if the Ketzira is done by Nochrim and you have Jews watching, Yisrael Amir Agabov, that's good enough. That's called Shmura Mishas Ketzira. You don't require that Jews should do the Ketzira. But as far as the Lisha is concerned, that's the Asiyas HaMatzah. So the Asiyah has to have Lishma. Shmura Mishas Ketzira is just Shema Mechimutz. So the Mashgichim who are watching when the Goyim do the work, you don't really need Ketzira Lishma. What the Ketzira is Asiyas HaMatzah. That's a Hachone. That's not called Asiyas HaMatzah. Asiyas HaMatzah is the Lisha, the Nesinus HaMaim, the Lisha Neafiyah. That's called Asiyas HaMatzah. So the Nesinus HaMaim, the Lisha Neafiyah, has to be done by Yisrael, shouldn't be done by a Nachri, shouldn't be done by a Katan. A child before Bar Mitzvah shouldn't do not the Nesinus HaMaim, and not the Lisha, and not the Afiyah. What about making the holes? That's a Shama. They make holes in the matzah to make sure that it shouldn't turn into chametz when they put it in the oven. It shouldn't be blown up. So making the holes, that's also called asiyas hamatzah. Then the sinas hamayim, that's called lisha. And then the lisha, and they're putting it into the tanner, making the holes, maybe that's not good. But they're usually machmer. They don't allow ktanim to make the holes either. The ktanim can only scream out l'shem mitzvahs matzah. That's all they can do. But they shouldn't participate in the activity of asiyas hamatzah.
What about the tchina? Don't you have to make sure there's no water around the time you're doing tchina?
You have to, yeah. So that you need shmira from ketzira on. You need shmira, even by ketzira. That's a chiddush. The Gemara says there's a rare case that the stuff will become chametz achmetz b'mechuber. There's a far-fetched possibility that the grain becomes chametz while it's still growing on the ground. So the Minchas Chinuch raised the question: why is it sufficient shmura mishas ketzira? The Gemara Mem Amad Aleph, since it's possible for it to become chametz before. So he said that's so far-fetched. We don't have to worry about that. Mishas Ketzira also it's far-fetched, not as far-fetched as Achmetz b'mechuber, so that's why there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Do you really need Shmura Mishas Ketzira? And it's a chumra.
By the first night.
Yeah, only by the Matzah's Mitzvah, yeah. And then the real din of Shmura is later on, after the Lisha. In the days of the Rosh, they used to use a water mill. They used to have a mill by a river, so the water would splash, and the water would sometimes splash onto the flour. Today, nobody uses a water. They don't use a water mill. They use an electric mill. So the days of the Rosh, he said, you have to have shmur mishas tina, because that's when it starts to come in contact with the water. Okay, good. We'll leave that tomorrow. We'll continue.
Early tomorrow?
So what time is shiur tomorrow?
I don't know.
Thursday schedule. I think they said there's a quarter to eleven till 12:15. Nachon, and then I'm supposed to be giving a share in the base medrash at what time? 1:15 or something. 1:15.
There'll be a
share here tomorrow at a quarter to 11, like on a Thursday, and then I'll give a second share also on Hilchos Pesach at 1:15.
Yeah. So that means obviously the leftovers.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, like, what is